Okay, so today, my friends, we are approaching the holiday season. Well, we're deep in it. We've gotten through October and November, and we're on the doorstep of December. And the closer we get to Christmas, the more we begin to see Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And what do you see when you see Christmas? What things do you see? Can you think of anything? Christmas trees, and decorations, and reindeer. You know what? That's a very good point.
Chickens.
Well, turkeys, maybe. Well, when I think of reindeers, what do I think of? I think of
the one horse open sleigh.
And I think of antlers.
Reindeer.
Yeah, because antlers are on reindeer. And what would it be like if you had reindeer antlers? Let's take that idea and run with it, because I found a book, my friends, called Imogene's Antlers. And this is written by David Small. And it asks that very question. What would you do if you woke up with reindeer antlers? Let's see what this girl does. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and
Link.
And Link. So hold on. We're on an adventure. On Thursday, when Imogene woke up, she found she had grown antlers. Now, getting dressed was difficult. And going through a door now took some thinking. Why do you suppose it was difficult to get dressed with antlers on? Well, you can't pull things over your head very well, can you? No. And why would it be hard to go through the door? Antlers are so wide. Okay. Imogene started downstairs for breakfast, but got hung up. And why? Can you explain? It is because we can't just point to the picture. We actually have to say the words. It is because there was a chandelier in the way, and her antlers got stuck on the chandelier. Oh, dear. Oh! Imogene's mother fainted away. Goodness. The doctor poked and prodded and scratched his chin. He could find nothing wrong. The school principal glared at Imogene, but had no advice to offer. Her brother, Norman, consulted the encyclopedia and then announced that Imogene had turned into a rare form of miniature elk. And now, an elk is not a reindeer, but they're kind of in the same family. They're all sort of related to one another. Deer, elk, reindeer. They have their horned hoofed animals. Okay, I guess that's the way to call it. So now Imogene's mother fainted again and was carried upstairs to bed. Imogene went into the kitchen. Lucy, the kitchen maid, had her sit by the oven to dry some towels. "Lovely antlers," said Lucy. And Mrs. Perkins, who was the cook, gave Imogene a donut and then decked her out with several more and sent her into the garden to feed the birds. See, what's happened here, friends, is that they're making the best use of possible options here with these antlers. You can put towels over the antlers and they can dry, kind of like you would hang them out in the sun, right? Or you could take donuts and stick them on the edges of each of the antlers. each of the points of the antler, and then you could feed some animals. That's just kind of a nice way to do it, right? "You'll be lots of fun to decorate come Christmas," said Mrs. Perkins. Wow, what do you think they'll do with her at Christmas time? Maybe put a red nose on her, dress her all in brown, and call her Rudolph? Really, do you think so? Or maybe they could just wrap garland all around her antlers. That would be fun too. Or hang Christmas ornaments from them. Later, Imogene wandered upstairs. She found the whole family in Mother's bedroom.
"Donuts, anyone?"
she asked. Her mother said, "Imogene, we have decided there is only one thing to do. We must hide your antlers under a hat." Norman telephoned the milliner. And now, do you know what a milliner is? That's a fancy way of saying a hat maker. Yeah, a milliner makes hats. At 3 o'clock, the milliner arrived. Rapidly, he sketched a few designs and then set to work.
"Voila,"
said the milliner.
"Bravo, bravissimo," cried his assistants.
Thud. What happened? Yeah, it looks, it's kind of hard to see because they cut the picture off a little bit, but I believe what's happened is Imogene's mother has fainted yet again. And it says, Imogene's mother had to be carried away once more. And why? Why do you think she fainted? What is going on in this picture?
Imogene's hat is so big.
Yeah, Imogene's hat is enormous. She looks a little bit ridiculous, would you say? Is that safe? After dinner, Imogene practiced her piano lesson. And what have they done to her?
They've put candles.
Yeah, they've turned her into a candelabra. They've put candles in her antlers. Then, yawning, she folded her music, kissed the family, and went to bed. Imogene sighed, remembering the long, eventful day. And in the pictures, what do we see? She's crawling into bed. And she's covered in stuff. There's toys and there's things like all over her bed. But she's got a stuffy. She's got her bunny rabbit that she's holding on to. I know so. And she looks pretty happy. What do you think? Yeah. But on Friday, when Imogene woke up, the antlers had disappeared. When she came down to breakfast, the family was overjoyed to see her back to normal. Until she came into the room. Because what had happened?
She turned into a peacock.
She turned into a peacock. That's right. The antlers were gone, but they had been replaced by a wild series of tail feathers. And I do not know how they're going to hide those. Do you? Mm-mm. Oh, I wonder if her mother fainted after seeing that. What do you think? Yeah, maybe. And that, my friends, is the end.